Hello, God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for asking me to share. And yeah, that was such a great sharing, Amber. This week has been a great week again. Like, it's God really does teach us in many, many different ways. And sometimes when you're really pushing in and you're really putting God first in everything, then many things can come up. Many distractions could try and come up, but it's where our mind is. Are we going to let those distractions take us off course, or are we going to say no? When we go through stuff and experience stuff, we can then learn that, you know, we've seen this before. Okay. And we can move forward. We can still keep focused in the midst of distraction, things that may come up, things that may go on, because our God is faithful. We have such a faithful, loving God. So when things do happen, then we don't need to fear, worry or doubt. We don't need to be speaking the problem. We can speak the solution. We can come back with when things are going on, we really fight the good fight of faith with our words, because we need to be watching what we're saying and watching how we're expressing things around our families, our closest ones to us. It's very easy to get entangled with, especially with family, because they're our comfort zones. If they're not on the same level as you, they could be speaking carnally, but we need to watch what we're saying, because we don't want to block the blessings by our words, what we're speaking. So we know that we have a faithful God. We know we have a loving God who is gonna come through at every point. And yes, we need to experience stuff. Yes, things may come up, but that is really not our focus. Our focus is, okay, this may be happening, but who is higher? What is higher? God, the spiritual realm is higher than anything in this carnal life. He is so much higher, and he is going to get you out of every situation, every circumstance. He can get you from a place of distraction to a place of focus. It's your choice to make that decision, whether you are going to keep letting the things around you have your focus. You know, Christmas, classic. It happens every year. But we shouldn't be taken off course by that, you know, especially with putting God first in honouring him. You know, we either trust God or we don't. And when things like Christmas do come up, then this is when we should push in more, because there's many more things going around. It's a wonderful time of year, especially if you've got little children. It's absolutely wonderful to see their faces. But we all know that this happens every year. So we can put ourselves in a position of strength that, you know, okay, this is what's happening right now, but I am going to really put God first in everything I'm doing, whether that's you're honouring God, whether you're still pushing into everything that God has encouraged you to do on a weekly, daily basis, that you don't get taken off course because of a season. You know, that seasons may change, but God will always remain the same. So we also need to keep to that. We also need to remain the same, not lower the things, higher the things. God wants us higher, and he doesn't want us to come into the new year and because we've been distracted, having to kind of start over again. He wants us to be in a position of strength. He wants us to be strong at every point. And we can. We could be humble and ready every day, no matter what is going on in this carnal world. Because it's not here forever. The things of this carnal isn't going to be here. that our eternal life and our relationship with God is going to be forever. And that is the most important thing, that we build our relationship with God. We build His church, that we don't forget Him in the midst of things that may be going on, you know, work, children, just life and living, you know. Don't not keep the rhythm of everything that you've done during the year. Keep pushing in. Keep being that one in your circle. Keep being that one to have that positive mouth, to really speak God when He needs to be spoken. He always needs to be spoken. But when we're around people and they might not understand, really have that listening ear, but don't take it into your heart if carnal stuff is taken. Have that listening ear and ask God, what shall I reply? It's obviously Christmas coming up, and we're gonna be with our families. We're gonna have such a great time. But really keep God in your mind. Really keep God first in everything that you're doing. I can't express this enough, to not let the season, which is a beautiful season, take you away from God, because he's with you, and he's always with you. But, you know, within your mind, you can really push forward and not be distracted, and really ensure that you're strengthened during the new year. You know, it's been spoken about abounding in hope, you know, and we have got a great God that we can have a great hope and expectation for. 2024, absolutely fantastic year. It is going to be how you think. If you think it, oh no, this has gone on, and you know, the finances is not that good, and you know, all my children are playing up, or I'm never going to get there. That's what you're going to receive. What are you thinking? What are you relaying in your mind and then relaying out to the world? If you change your thoughts, you change your life. And when you start speaking God and you start really declaring what God says over your life, declaring everything that His promises, then His promises are going to manifest in 2024. So assure that what you're saying around this time, assure that what you're doing, keep strong in everything that you've done. Keep your honouring God, even up it, it's Christmas, but, you know, God doesn't stop. The work of God doesn't stop. He wants your faith now, today and forever. This is more to trust God, because, you know, when we give to God, then all benefits are added to us. So we want this. We want the benefits of God to add to us. So really go forward and really push in. 2024, fantastic year. Really excited. I'm really excited for my family, for how He has really grown everything around me. I was running on the treadmill the other day, and it really just brought to my mind that, again, the goals and the desires, the writing down, it's such a great place to really place yourself, especially at the start of the year. You know, we're going into the end of the year. It's good to write down what God has done for you, and what you have achieved this year. It's great to just see it written down and then write your goals and desires. And I was running and I was thinking, like, you know, there are real pinnacle points. There was one thing that I was praying for a while, and I knew God was gonna come through within this, and I prayed, and this may have even been for a couple of years. And you know what, this year it was time, and God got rid of what He needed to get rid of. He really moved situations around but I kept my faith, because I knew nothing is possible with God. Also with my mum, like that huge testimonies with her, you know. I really wrote down, like, I lost my mum for a while, and I really wrote down what I wanted. and everything that I wanted within my mum. And I didn't lose her as such, but she was so bombarded, so tired, so in quite a negative place that I obviously wanted her out of it. I didn't want her to be in this place anymore. So what did I do? I prayed. I didn't go to her and say, you need to do this, you need to do that. I prayed. I went to God. Yes, I would say little bits to her and encourage her, but I didn't want to bombard her with too much when people are not in such a good place and may not have the faith you're at. If faith you're in, then sometimes we get, the only thing we can do is pray for our families, right? So I really prayed for my mum, and I went to God and I wrote the stuff down. And it wasn't until I was on the treadmill this week and I was in a place of gratitude, thanking God and just saying, wow, like what another year, great year has been, Father. And I really recognised how much God has really changed my mum's life around and how she is in a completely different place to she was. And I haven't seen my mum. From a young age was a very manic depressant. I haven't seen my mum this happy in years. So I'm so thankful, and I know it's my God. I know that he is the one that can, through us, we are the ones to, you know, splash the light onto everyone, to give them the encouraging words, to show them that nothing is impossible with God, and to show them when we pray with authority and when we really go to God with our full heart, everything with heart, then he can truly change every situation around, even from the darkest people, even from situations you may have been praying for a few years. I'm telling you, our God is so faithful that he will do. When you stay with God and you stay the course, even though there could be many distractions around, forget the distractions, guys. You know, there's so much that we could be distracted with, but it's, what are we doing with our days? How are we thinking, you know? What are we doing with our time? We've been bombarded by, you know, small issues that actually, that can be heightened by in the moment. Oh my gosh, I've had many things go on this week, that doesn't need to be said, but God is faithful. You know, and he really will move every situation. He is our source of supply. We are the head and not the tail, and above and not beneath. But it's okay saying it, but do you truly believe it? Are you truly stood, you know, standing with your head held high and declaring what God says about you, knowing you're fearfully and wonderfully made, and we have a God that will never fail you and never let you down? And when we start to get into the mindset and the truth, the real truth, because this is the real truth, we are declaring what the creator of the heaven, the earth, we are declaring what he says. When we get into a place of this and start believing with our hearts and declaring, then your life will completely and utterly change, and he will move, and he will be able to move on your behalf. But we need to speak and let God in. Not try and take control. Let God in. And when we start speaking, when we start declaring, then God will be able to move, because he's the one who works for us. But we need to be in alignment and harmony with him and be speaking and saying what he says. And then he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above, more than we ask or think. So really keep your stay with God and keep God first each and every day, because he is the most important. And when you ensure that God is first, you will never be last, and he will look after your whole entire family. I promise you that. God bless you. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed the sermon.